Love Like Jesus is a song, and joining me right now on Rema FM, The Drive Home, I have Robbie Willingham. Robbie, how are you going there?
Yeah, doing well, Jeff.
Now, Robbie, you're one of the YWAM crew, and just for our listeners, we've invited you to have a bit of a chat about the medical outreach vessel Ruach, which is sailing. But before we get there, just for those listeners who may have heard of YWAM, which I know there'd be quite a lot, but may not be quite too sure what YWAM stands for, tell our listeners who YWAM is and who they are in Newcastle.
Yeah, so YWAM stands for Youth with a Mission. It's been operating in Newcastle since 92, and primarily focused in areas of youth mentoring, community development, quite a bit of training and discipleship, and outreaches around different parts of the world. And more recently, we're also establishing a new Mercy arm within YWAM Newcastle, which will be operated through YWAM Ships Newcastle.
Now, that's exciting because that's one of the reasons we're talking to you here about the Mercy, that you mentioned the Mercy Mission and Mercy Ships. So tell us a little bit about the Ruach. Now, I believe, it's a pretty exciting thing, isn't it? This is a vessel called the Ruach. Maybe I'm best let you explain a bit more about the Ruach, but I guess the amazing thing is this boat has travelled over our seas about 14,000 nautical miles from, I believe it's in the Netherlands. Tell me a bit about that trip.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing that, so just as you were mentioning, that's why Ruach is a 37-meter twin-masted schooner, so it's a tall ship. It looks pretty impressive with all the sails are up, and it has 26 berths or beds on board. And this was actually gifted to YWAM Ships by Hans-Uli Berenstiel out of Switzerland. And this was last year. It actually had been refitted since 2010 for 4.3 million euros, and so it's actually a pretty amazing vessel that was generously gifted to us for the work that we're going to be doing in Papua New Guinea. So we worked with a company called Redwise that's been amazing, and they helped operate it and kind of get it out here from the Netherlands, so crossing the Atlantic, coming through the Panama Canal, wow, and all the way through Tahiti and the Pacific Ocean, and now arriving in Newcastle Harbor tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So Redwise has been a great company to work with. We've also been working with Hunter Development Corporation, who has kind of helped set us up at Lee Wharf right outside of Honeysuckle. And so we'll be there for the next 2 weeks, you guys can be a part of.
Now, the exciting thing is, Robbie, is that, as you just said, that it's going to be, the vessel's going to be, I was going to say park, but that's a car term. So I've got to get my nautical conversation happening here. So it'll be berth. So it'll be at the Lee Wharf in the Honeysuckle Precinct. Now, it's approximately 10 o'clock tomorrow morning that the boat is planned to be coming into the harbour tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So it'll probably be coming through the heads around 9:30 ballpark. I mean, all this is somewhat flexible, but yeah, that's our anticipation, is that 9:30 should be coming through the heads. We're actually going to have our media team out there trying to get some drone shots of it coming through into the city, which should be pretty impressive. And then our own staff and students down at Lee Wharf, right outside of Honeysuckle near Subway, Hog's Breath, that area. And we'd love, if any Rema listeners or anybody in the area would like to stop on by or just kind of be happening walking through, they can. You're more than welcome to join us.
Check it out.
The mayor will actually be there making a few comments as well, but it should be a great time for the community as we welcome the vessel.
It does sound exciting. I think it's even just these days, you know, we can be walking past the wharfs there and see, you know, a dozen different types of boats, but it's not often we get to see a tall ship. So for those of our listeners who, what's a tall ship? It's a big boat with sails, like in the olden days before they had motors. And from the photos I've seen, Robbie, it's a beautiful looking vessel. Now tell me though, why a boat? I mean, I know that as a mission, you know, the primary cause of YWAM is to be missions focused and to outreach and provide help and services to those less advantaged. But why have you guys chosen to use a boat of all things to provide outreach to Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, why did we all of a sudden get marine and nautical?
Yeah.
And that's a great question. The reason is PNG in Papua New Guinea, where we'll be operating, is one of the most challenging places to deliver health care because 84% of the population actually lives in isolated or remote areas of the country. It's actually a country that's made up of over 1,300 islands. And so it's not that a ship is just a good option. It's actually the only option on some of these situations, that there's no road infrastructure or airstrips, any of that, that we actually do need a medical vessel by sea that can access some of these really isolated areas, and specifically working to deliver health care in partnership with the PNG government.
Now, looking at Robbie, if you just, for those of our listeners who may have just tuned in, you are here on the Rema FM Drive Home 99.7. We're talking with Robbie from YWAM here in Newcastle, and we're talking about the RUAC, which is a medical outreach vessel, which is set to come into the Newcastle Harbour, sail into the Newcastle Harbour tomorrow at about, and hoping to be there between, coming into the headland about 10:30 into the dock at the Lee Wharf and the Honeysuckle Precinct around about 10 a.m. Now, Robbie, from what I've read about, and if people want to find out more information, I guess that there'll be people who would love to find out more about what YWAM are doing with the outreach vessel and the sort of things they're doing. So how do I find out more? If I want to go and check out the boat and find out a bit more about the RUAC specifically, what do I do?
Yeah, that's great. So, of course, initially you can come on down tomorrow at Lee Wharf. We'll have all our community down there, staff, students, and others, to kind of see that. It's going to be at Lee Wharf for the next 2 weeks, so you can kind of stop through and see it. But we're going to be doing more of an awareness tour in March, where we're looking at having onboard tours and walkthroughs with the public. In the meantime, you can definitely find out more at ywamshipsnewcastle.org.au or call our offices at 496-0000. There you'll find stories and videos sharing a bit more about not only what the vessel is going to be doing and what it's about, but also how you can be involved. And I don't know if I mentioned that, Jeff, but some of the things that we're going to be looking at using the vessel for is going to be strengthening the existing work that's happening already in Papua New Guinea with YWAM ships. So we already have two other vessels.
Okay.
One actually came through in 2014, the most recent one, which is the MV YWAM PNG. And it was at Queen's Wharf, and I think there was, you know, there had plenty of people walk through on that one, and that's actually up operating in PNG now. So our vessel, this is going to be the first one that's operated out of Newcastle, not just visiting, but actually operated out of Newcastle by YWAM Ships Newcastle. And it's going to be delivering, looking at delivering midwifery, optometry, primary health care, vaccinations, and just health promotion overall with rural and isolated communities. Just the fact that there's one dentist for every 100,000 people, kind of, you start getting an idea that... Yeah, we do really want to look at how we can collaborate and add value to the people of Papua New Guinea as their nearest neighbor in Australia.
I guess,
if you are looking to find out more, that's ywamshipsnewcastle.org.au, or you can call our offices at 496-0000. We're looking for a range of involvement that can be anything from donations such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, eyeglasses, first aid supplies, those types of things, as well as... marine and medical skill sets and general volunteers. So anything from deckhands, engineers, captains, to anybody in dentistry, nursing, any kind of physician or student in that field that would love to be a part of one of our medical outreaches.
So
we're looking at deploying later in 2017. In the middle of 2017, and so our outreaches will kind of be commencing from there.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, Robbie, is it's just because I can speak pirate doesn't necessarily qualify me to volunteer on the RUAC?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, but the thing is, we're going to look at how we can work with any kind of, willingness or skill set or volunteer, any of that type of stuff. So you are not excluded, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna make the effort to come down tomorrow morning. I'm going to be there. I think it'd be great for the kids to see the boat, and I'll come down and say hello. We might even see if we can tee up a live cross with Keith Davies tomorrow morning. And if we can't, I'll at least have a chat with some of the staff and the volunteers there and we'll play that interview if we can on Monday for our listeners. Now, Robbie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. So if you've just tuned in, you are here on Rema FM. We are talking nautical stuff, including the RUAC, which is the YWAM ship, which has sailed from an amazing 14,000 on nautical miles. Now, for those of you who talk kilometres, not miles, it's still a really, really long way. I guess Netherlands is like, you know, over the other side of Europe or somewhere. I'm not very good geographically, but if you
about
want more,
as far as you can go.
It's about as far as you go. Now, if you do want more information about the journey, the trip, what the boat's doing, and also how you can help, not only through, as Robbie had mentioned, things like toothbrushes and first aid kits and so forth. If you'd like to find out more about how you can help, you can come on down to Lee Wharf tomorrow be there for about 10 a.m. Remember, it's not going to be perfect timing. We're talking boats that sail and rely on wind, so it may not be there exactly at 10. But it's going to be there. It's going to be fun. And Robbie, just one more time for our listeners who might want to find out more information right now about the YWAM RUAC medical outreach vessel, where do they go on the website?
Yeah, so that's ywamshipsnewcastle.org.au, or you can call our offices at 496-0000.
Fantastic. Robbie, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you and the RUAC tomorrow. And right now on Rema FM, we're going to go to the preview here for you on 99.7.